I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Friday, August 20th, 2010. Facebook already wanted to know what you were doing. Now they want to know where you're doing it. Facebook Places is a new service that lets you report where you are as you go through your day. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the company wants Places to do three things.
The first is just helping people share where they are in a really nice and social way. The second is helping you see who's around you so that you can connect to them in real life in the world. And then the third is just helping you see what's going on and where your friends go and discover new places that you want to go to.
But it's a good idea to know exactly what you're sharing and what you're keeping private. That line has been a bit shaky in Facebook in the past. Molly Wood is an executive editor at CNET. Molly, if I'm on Facebook, have I automatically joined Facebook Places?
If you have Facebook, then Places is turned on. That's kind of the way that Facebook operates. They opt you in to new features as they introduce them.
So am I reporting my position everywhere I go? Have I now been fitted with a collar?
You actually have to do it. You're opted into the feature, but you would actually have to post something for people to know where you are. There is also a feature, though, that allows your friends to check you in places. It looks like it's a little bit inconsistent whether they've opted everyone into that. So you do want to go to your privacy settings and see what it says there under allow my friends to check me in. Because if it's allowed, then that means that, you know, if you're all at a bar together and you're not supposed to be at that bar, that your friend could say, me and Molly are at this bar together. And then, boom, I'm in big trouble.
If my friends can check me in places with me doing nothing, does that mean that my friends can make up that I've been at a certain place when I haven't actually been there?
Yes. And that's the other problem. We all have prankster friends. Your friends could certainly say, if they're just goofing around, you know, Molly was out at the bar last night. And boom, I'm in trouble again.
So everybody has the capacity then to check in on Facebook. Who's seeing these check-ins?
Only your friends can see that, except that there's this other little checkbox that lets other people who are in the same place see that you're checked in there, even if they're not your friends. So it may be that you and five friends are at a specific restaurant. Other people who are at that restaurant can see that you and your five friends are there, even if you're not all friends.
It's Molly Wood. But maybe this whole places thing is not really a game that you want to be playing. Video editor Bill Kamek posted some instructions on his website on how to opt out of places altogether. Bill, walk us through that.
You want to go to your homepage on Facebook. Click up in the upper right-hand corner. There's an account tab.
Okay, got it.
You got it. Then you go into your privacy settings.
Privacy settings.
Inside privacy settings, there's a sharing on Facebook section, and you click customize settings.
Customize settings, good.
And then you scroll down to the second section, I believe, which is called Things Others Share. And there's an option next to where it says Friends Can Check Me Into Places.
And that's the part where you have to choose to enable or disable Facebook Places. Now, if you do decide you want to give this a shot, we'd love to hear how it works out for you. Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. The coupon site Groupon offered its first national deal, a discount at Gap stores across the country. Groupon traditionally offers discounts at local businesses if enough people sign up to buy a given item. Enough people signed up for the Gap offer that the company's site crashed. And the Oxford English Dictionary is including some tech-related words in its next edition. Congratulations to the following words for officially joining the language: tweet up, defriend, social media, and microblogging. We also have another in our series of opinion essays on net neutrality, this one by Christian Sandvig from Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello.
Hi, John. You forgot interwebs.
The interwebs, of course.
A new word in the Oxford English Dictionary. So the security firm McAfee has issued a list of celebrities most dangerous to search for.
And this isn't because the celebrities themselves are dangerous.
No, these are the names most likely to be used to lure you to malware sites. Sites that could slip something into your computer to mess with it, steal information, bad stuff.
And the most dangerous celebrity of the year award goes to
Cameron Diaz. Search on her, and you have a 1 in 10 chance of landing at a malware site. Last year's most dangerous, Jessica Biel, slips to number 3.
Julia Roberts at 2, Gisele Bündchen at 4.
Brad Pitt is the first guy on the list at 5.
Public radio hosts never make this list. I wish I was dangerous. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.